Let's look into God's word together.
Romans 12.
Romans 12.
Romans 12, verses 5 to
8.
我们的许多人在基督里成为一身互相联络做肢体也是如此。按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，我所预言就当照着信心的程度所预言，我所指示就当专业指示，我所教导的就当专业教导，我所劝化的就当专业劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤。
So we being many are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Heavenly gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use in our ministry. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives in liberality, he who leads in with diligence, and he who shows mercy with cheerfulness.
请先看彼得前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4.
第十节第十一节。
10 and 11.
彼得前书第四章第十节第十一节。
First Peter chapter 4, verses 10 and 11.
个人要照顾这个恩赐，彼此服侍，做神不办恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，就要按着神所赐的力量服侍。 叫神在凡事上显耶稣基督的荣耀，原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿门。
As each one has received a gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, we'll read from 11 to 16.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教士，为要成全圣徒，固定己职，建立基督的身体，使等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人。 满有基督长成的分量，使我们不再做小孩子，重了人的诡计和欺骗的把属，被一些异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端，唯用爱心所诚实化，凡事长进，连与人守基督，全身都靠他联络的合适，各节各按各职，照着各自的功用，彼此相助。
And he himself gives some to be apostles, some prophets and some evangelists, and pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind and doctrine by the trickery of man, in the cunning craftiness by which they lie in wait to deceive, but seeking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
最后请我们看哥林多前书第十二章。
And finally we'll turn to 1 Corinthians 12. We'll select just a few verses. Chapter 12, 1 Corinthians, verse 12.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体；二见肢体虽多，仍是一个身子，基督也是这样。
For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ.
我们再看25节。
And we'll read verse 25.
免得身上分门别类，终要肢体彼此相顾。
That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another.
26节。
Verse 26. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it.
27节.
Verse
27. 你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. That's all the scriptures we'll be reading. Let's bow our heads for a prayer.